This episode of Bourbon with Friends is brought to you by Kentucky Eagle, Inc. Kentucky Eagle is a growing company in need of talented people with a passion for wine and spirits. They are looking for sales positions and operational roles. They are a family-owned company and offers above industry average compensation, up to 7.5 401k match, health, life, dental, vision, insurance, car allowance, cell allowance. Positions are available in markets around Kentucky. Please visit www.kyeagle.net/careers to apply.
It's time for Bourbon with Friends, the bourbon podcast that never takes itself too seriously. Pull up a chair, grab a glass, and remember, a bourbon with friends can change the world. Here we go.
What's going on, everybody? We're really excited today because we have got the best beard on.
Gotta put the explicit
planet
on this one already, Paul.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Bill Bender's on the show. We're definitely going to have to hit the explicit button. I mean, I don't think we've ever got it without it. Bill, how the hell are you? I'm glad you got your face out of a laptop and fingers off of a screen and could hang out with us for a little bit.
You know, I felt like maybe getting a little fucking weird tonight. So here I am.
Is this how we end up on a live where you make a lot of stuffing and yell at the dog?
No dogs here. I'm actually, I came back to Florida and I was up a little bit north of here. I took my mom out for Valentine's Day yesterday to the beach and
aren't you the sweetest son?
Yeah, I got freaking fried. Look, I look like a lobster. I'm staying with her for a couple of days and fixing some drawers and hanging some sconces so there's no dogs here, and Bowie is in Kentucky right now.
Well, but there is probably amazing food being made for you because you have an Italian mom.
Bro, I gotta tell you something. My mother, first of all, is a saint. Number one, an Italian saint. And number two,
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
I've really been strict with my diet, and I've lost however many pounds, but every time I come stay with my mom, it's just like, oh, are you hungry? And I'm like, yeah, I can eat something, and then it's just like 4 pounds of
isn't that the worst? Four pounds
of different types of ravioli and freaking fresh Italian bread. It's just like, it's ridiculous. I'm like, Ma, I can't eat anymore.
You want
me another plate?
hey, do you want some of this, stuffed ravioli and these stuffed shells and this garlic bread?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no, but yeah.
Oh, don't.
That was the same thing with the Super Bowl. Like, oh, I'm going to eat this family-sized pizza box from Pizza Hut. Of course I'm gonna, even though I'm on a diet.
You're still gonna be hungry? I can make you chicken parm. But I'm like, it's 11:30 at night, Mom. Come on. Let's get serious right now.
That's like the scene from Goodfellas.
But you still eat it.
Of course I'm gonna eat it. I mean, everything. God.
I think, Bill, we need to have you over for just a great home-cooked Southern meal.
Oh, God. Okay.
You do. You look great, man. You look, when you caught on, I was like, God, Bill's looking trim.
Yeah, I mean, performance enhancing drugs are a beautiful thing at 42 years old. So
I've lost 11 pounds.
That's great, man. Congrats.
Can't really see it yet.
Yeah, but you got your little, heel scooter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I did that and I started skateboarding again, I even wore, I'm wearing Vans and everything. It's weird. Like, the pounds just came off. Fooled my body into thinking I was 15.
Vans are a great way to stay in shape, man. It's a great way to lose weight wearing Vans.
So Bill, a lot of people who follow you might be like, oh, Bill's been a little MIA because Lee came out to play for 2 days, which that lets you know that you're
Lee's about to come.
Your head's
Lee's,
on
Lee's
straight.
Getting posted in like half an hour. So he was on the golf course the other day.
Tell everybody what you've been up to in that secret lab of yours.
Well, secret lab meaning mostly on an airplane and back and forth to and from Kentucky. So
That counts.
My very good friend and myself, we came together almost 2 years ago, I think. And we were like, hey, man, let's start a whiskey company. We're going to name it Binder Stash, obviously. You know, we start sourcing barrels. And, you know, the funniest part about the whole thing was is that my biggest concern at that time and throughout this whole period of time was sourcing, being able to source whiskey. Now, I'm humbled. We're small fish in a gigantic pond. Where if we buy 10 or 20 barrels at a time, you know, other people are buying 1,000 barrels or 2,000 barrels and blah, blah, blah. Sorry, right. PJ's taking off right now without me.
That's awesome that there's like an airport, like literally 5 seconds. Literally from where you're 5 seconds.
We've flown out of it before. So that was turned out to be the least hardest thing for us to do was source good whiskey. We were in the right time at the right place at the right time a few times, and we picked up some extravagant whiskey, and we're currently buying more by the day. We bought a space in downtown, in Nulu, the Nulu district of Louisville. That we're going to be building out, and we're going to make that pretty much the main headquarters of Binder Stash. We're going to, you know, we'll have a lounge on one side. I'll do a small bar program. We'll have a kitchen. Then on the other side, we'll have a cigar lounge, a VIP tasting area, a VIP lounge area, and then a golf simulator. And then we'll have.
God yeah. damn! Can we just do podcasts yeah. there?
And then we'll have you know, on premise maybe 20 to 50 barrels, depending on, you know, how much we can by law bring on to the property, and then our own bottom line. So, but we decided to launch before that was done. It's soft launch. You know, we didn't officially launch yet. But we're offering single barrel picks to groups. We've already sent emails out. We've already, that's what I've been doing. Talking to people, setting up tastings, doing all this stuff. And the biggest thing, the biggest thorn in my side that turned out to be something that I thought was going to be nothing was our labeling. The first label samples that we got were actually, phenomenal. And they're posted. They're actually, the original labels are posted on my, my page on Instagram, but because of the, climate of, lead times and stuff and materials in the, you know, the world right now, you know, the lead times for that paper was like 18 weeks and the lead time for the glue on the back of the paper was another 18 weeks, and like you got to buy logs of the adhesive, and they're $10,000 a piece. So we were like, yeah, we probably got to come up with something a little bit more efficient. So we've been talking to a couple different label companies, going with one, a family run operation, right just south of Lexington, Turner Labels.
Yeah.
And we had a couple samples sent down to us, and, you know, we were just like, you know, let's tweak this, that. And now we're just waiting for the final sample, which we'll probably go ahead and approve for a big run. And, you know, that should be done within the next 10 days. And we should be ready awesome, to go dude. Here really soon, and ready to bottle some stuff with our bottling partner. So it's very exciting. You know, I'll be doing a lot more traveling, after we officially start kicking stuff, not officially, but after we get the labels all settled, I'll be traveling a lot more to, different states, doing, one-on-one, tastings, with groups and stuff. I feel like the more personable you can be, the better, until our space is actually built out in Louisville. So once that happens, everybody just comes together to do their tastings at that space. But I don't mind. I like the grind and I like the hustle. And, you know, this is basically a culmination of everything that I've literally almost died because of a couple times in the last, you know, 2.5 decades of me, you know, sacrificing. I don't want to say my youth. I've had a good 25 years. But you know,
you look great. Thanks, though. Man. Nobody would guess that you're like, no one would guess you're 74.
Yeah, no, not at all. That's because of all the drugs that I did, for, you know, the good 15 years of the last 25. But yeah, so, really excited about it. And, you know, it's popping off right now. As I'm talking about my bourbon rye, as I'm drinking Four Walls, you know, limited edition.
Well,
Irish whiskey.
We had a really interesting kind of side comment about Four Walls, right? So I actually had just talked to them a couple days ago. Actually, I found out about them, right? Like, for those of you that have followed the Instagram and the podcast, I went to Wrexham. I kind of got in the Welcome to Wrexham thing, and then I went to check it out. Ended up meeting some people that are from the documentary, obviously Rob McElhenney, who's involved in Four Walls, who's also, you know, Always Sunny, that crew. And I think I'm going to get to try some of that potentially next week. I know, like, one of my buddies that Rob sent him some stuff. He asked him, and he's kind of said we might be breaking that out Monday night when we meet again, when I'm over across the pond. But you said that you actually know somebody who's kind of involved with the brand.
Yeah,
right?
He's actually running it, the whole thing. He's one of my oldest friends, and he's like, so the best way I can describe my buddy Casey, he's a mad scientist, and like, he's basically like Lee's identical twin in real life. He's a lunatic, and he's a mastermind of his craft, and he does really, really good stuff. But yeah, so Four Walls, he was behind the whatchamacallit, what's the will it for that band, Kimchi River.
Oh, was it Black?
No.
Wasn't it Metallica?
No, it's the one that just came out. They just played freaking Berman and Beyond. Fuck, what the hell is the name of them? I don't even know. It was a 5-year, a 7-year, a 9-year, and a 16-year will it release. You got to look it up. I don't know exactly. Well, I don't know what the band is. I don't really listen to them. It's terrible to say, but they're going to kill me because I don't fucking know. But yeah, so.
Okay, so there you go. That's awesome.
He does that kind of stuff. He's got a bunch of other things that I'm not at liberty to talk about yet. But
sure.
But yeah, he's doing great things, man. And it's funny because he sent me this bottle and the other bottle, which is the, you know, this is $1,000 bottle.
The blend.
This one's $1,000. The blend, which is the Irish whiskey and Wiggle, Pennsylvania Monongahela rye. It might be a 5 and a 5 year, something like that. And he sent them to me to do a review. And I was actually in Tampa after one of my fantastic voyages. And we did the review and I didn't like it, how it came out. So I have to redo it, but I've been drinking it. So I have to save some in the other bottle because I've been slamming it so much. It's so good. But it's going to happen. It's going to happen again. I think I'm going to actually do the review at Sweetens Cove in Chattanooga in the beginning of March. So, yeah, good, big things to come with that.
Talk a little bit about the juice that's inside your whiskey, Bill. Where are you sourcing? What's the blend? What's the mash bills? If you're at liberty to say, if you're not, if it's trade secret,
that's okay. I can't tell you where it's coming from. I can tell you we have a bunch of Kentucky bourbon ranging from 5 years old all the way to 10 years old. And we have some Indiana bourbon rye obviously. Indiana bourbon mm-hmm. and rye that range from 7.5 years old to almost 10 years old. 7.5 years old to almost 10 years old bourbon and rye in different types of barrels. And then we have 14-year-old and 15-year-old Indiana bourbon. Lowest proof is like 144.8, 145 proof. That's big stuff.
So I'm talking.
And you're bottling it at that.
So what we did was we already bottled the 14 and the 15 year. We had to get it out of the barrels because it was just fucking with time. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? The 14 year was a very big, a sizable, and I say sizable, like, you know, not thousands of bottles, but, you know, I don't want to say several hundred bottles, but right under several hundred bottles. And the 15 year old barrels were very low yields. So we might sell a couple of those individually in the next upcoming months. Like I said, we're focused on barrel picks right now. Of the other stuff. And what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be sticking my friggin' schnoz in some select barrels, and I will be bottling those personally for the brand and selling those individually as well. So we got a lot going
awesome. On. Should have talked to Bill when we were talking about barrel picks. I didn't even know this was an option.
It was an option. It's all over my Instagram. They send you the link.
I think we're shadow banned in some aspect because we're not seeing everything.
Bro, it's lunacy these days. My algorithm.
Like, I don't even see half your posts. If you don't tag me in a post anymore, I don't even see your
I
shit.
I tag you every time.
And I have you marked as a close friend. You don't tag me in every time. Not in everyone. In most of them.
It's funny because just this. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, like, my page just went bananas with the algorithm. I got reposted on a really big page, and it just went nuts. And then I posted something yesterday, and it was just like, you're not important anymore, so we're gonna limit your views. And I was like, all right, it's cool.
Hey, Four Walls just reposted the story I just shared, so hype about that.
What do you mean?
I just posted like the picture of us like doing the podcast with Four Walls there, and they already retweeted it.
Oh, that's my
it. Dog. It's weird. It's weird, right? Like, it's weird how the algorithm. We can go down a whole side rant about this, but like, there's posts, and I've purposefully started doing this recently on making like weirder posts sometimes, and then like, I'll just post like a meme, something stupid, and it'll get like 900 likes. And I'll post a review and it'll get like 64. And I'm like, do you want reels or not, Instagram? Like, what the fuck are you asking
you
for?
Tell everybody it's stupid. Start every post with Google me. And then maybe that'll work.
That was epic. Ryan was just like, Google me, bitch. That might have been like one of the top 10 funniest things I have ever seen on a reel ever on Instagram. It's cool to see this whole thing though for you, Bill, like kind of come full circle because you've been telling me about this for almost 2 years now, you know, and to see like the baby finally being born is really like, I'm really happy for you as your friend, you know, man. Like, I know this is a lot of hard work. We talk a decent little amount out, you know, outside of just talking on shows. And I know you've put in a lot of work. So I'm really excited to see this.
Thanks, man. So yeah, I mean, and that's not even like the only thing that's going on. You know, we got obviously the freaking TV show that we shot years ago, that's getting traction right. And it's being held right now until we officially launched the whiskey company. Then I shot another TV show called Tee Shots for a platform called Golf Nation and the Spirits Network. They're the same thing, same owners.
Yep.
They just got this huge contract, I think, with a certain platform, and they'll be in 40 million homes. By this month coming up in March. And basically it's genius. You know, it's just me and my total element, you know, that everybody knows me on the golf course drinking whiskey. you know, it, you know, if you go to Golf Nation, then you know you look up tee shots. You know, the first pilot is there with Steve Lafferty. And what I do is I interview celebrities, and they set up a whole, you know, set on the tee box of a par three, and I have five bottles of whiskey between me and myself and the celebrity, and you know, I go, you know, four walls, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I don't really get nerdy about it, but I'm just like, you know, obviously not this right one, because this is what everybody should have on their back bar. It's $1,000, you know?
Bill.
But everybody should, because, you know, obviously four walls is.
Well, when you see some of these other, you know, accounts that are clout chasing assholes that all they do is post $1,000 bottles, why not?
Yeah, but they post $1,000 bottles for the hype game. But, you know, I'm happy to post, you know, these guys, because they just freaking,
the brand's going to blow up, right? Like they're about to launch a, you know, more around the country. So it's cool. Like the name's going to be out there.
Just for the sole fact that none of those guys are making any money off of this brand. They're literally taking all of the sales, and they're literally donating them back to the four walls that keep everybody safe and their mind normal. You know, the bars, they donate it back to the bars. None of them are making any money off of it. Every single freaking dollar that they make off this goes right back to the bar business, which is probably one of the greatest things that I've heard of in my time. So it's phenomenal. It's great. So anyway, so it's me, we're set up, and then the celebrity, and we got four or five bottles, and I'm like, hey, you know, this is, you know, a $20 bottle. Everybody should have this in the back bar, blah, blah, blah. And then I look over and we shoot the shit. We go back and forth for a couple minutes, and then I'm like, I challenge you to a duel, you know, or whatever, you whatever it may be. And we get up and we walk over to the tee box, the actual another tee box, and we each get three shots into this par three, and closest gets a point, and you know, winner goes up on a leaderboard, or celebrities go up on the leaderboard for the biggest point total in the end of the freaking, the, you know, the first season that we're going to shoot. And you know, obviously the more whiskey we drink, the more looser we get, you know, the fucking, the rust gets, you know, knocked off the freaking elbows, and, you know, you start feeling like you're 20 years old again. And then, you know, eventually you get drunk, and then I wake up the next morning after shooting, and I'm like, I'm not 20 anymore. So,
and meanwhile, Connor's over here, just like, fuck you, old dudes.
Yeah, seriously. I'll be 43 in 3 weeks. I'll be 43 in 3 weeks. And the funniest point.
What was the birthday that you struggled with the most?
I don't even remember, dude. I honestly don't remember. I was about to say, I've led an entirely fucking, absolutely wild, over the deep end life, for the past 25 years. And, you know, from 27 to 35 years old was a complete blank to me. And I think on my 35th birthday, I was like, or 36th birthday, I was like, man, 35. It's crazy. And, you know, my girlfriend at the time, she was like, you're an idiot. You turned 36 this year. Like, I was so fucked up, I forgot one whole year. And, you know, it was, I always said it, you know, and I'm not bragging, because it's really shitty to say, but, you know, it's comical now that I'm still sitting here and talking to you guys. But I was like, you know, when I was 28, I was like, I'm just going to have fun, because the rate I'm going, I'm not making it to 32. And then I turned 32 and I was like, this was fucking sheer luck. I'm definitely not making it to 37. And then 37.
Did you actually think you weren't going to make it to 32, or are you just saying that?
Not one chance. Not a chance, man.
How come?
You know, was a bartender for 25 years, and I liked to have a good time. And, you know, that was consecutive nights of no sleep, and you know, kind of break that down mentally however you want to. And, you know, you kind of get the picture, and I had a very good time. So I was 32. I made it. I was like, I'm definitely not making it to 37. And I finally made it to 37. I calmed down a lot. And, you know, here I am at 42, sitting here talking to you guys about launching my own whiskey brand, and you know, having a couple TV shows, and launching a cigar line that's already out with Slap Cigars. My homeboy Ryan Hardenbrook, the Cigar Don. He's my partner in this. And, you know, everything is, has always been, you know, it's been hard work. I've worked 70 hours a week, pretty much most of my adult life, you know, after I turned 19 years old when I came up from college. And, you know, between 60 and 80 hours a week, I've worked hundred hour weeks, you know, at some points when I was in Miami, you know, in my early 30s. And, you know, it's just been a wild ride. It's been quite an adventure for me. And now, you know, when I'm like, I get to sit back and enjoy, you know, whatever life I have left. It's, no. Now we open another door and now you got to work just as hard.
Oh, you're gonna live to a ripe old age.
I really am. I'm gonna be like
you're gonna be that old tick that's like 98. Just be like, will this annoying motherfucker just die?
Yeah, I'm gonna be like Quagmire, like 115 years old.
You know, it's funny, since we're being all nostalgic and shit, which is weird. I'm not used to you being nostalgic, so like I'm getting all sentimental and like, you know, moist. I think the best memory I have with you is the charity live we did with Smoke Wagon.
Oh God!
When we made the joke that we were going to do bottle chugs for $100 donations, and I'm pretty sure Ivy had, like, you know, she's like a psychic and knew this was going to happen, and got a lot of people to do that. And I don't remember being that drunk in years. But you and I, we got $800 in donations in 15 minutes.
Ivy's my homegirl. She's fucking the best.
You have to come to the Bourbon Ball this year because you have to come hang out with Ivy.
What's the date?
June 30th and July 1st.
I'm going to be in Kentucky full time by then. Oh, well, full time for this.
Well, there you go. And it's for veterans. And you and I both have, you know, a big affinity for that. Yeah, exactly.
Vetlakes.org.
We're both very pro-veteran.
Yeah, definitely pro-veteran.
Ivy is a hoot. Connor can attest to that.
Yeah, I love Ivy.
Connor's been very quiet, by the way. Have you noticed
He's eating his fucking Chef Boyardee spaghetti and meatballs, bro.
Ground beef and rice, baby.
Oh, no, it's not. Come on, it's beefaroni. I used to fuck up some beefaroni, ravioli, spaghetti and meatball combination. I used to fucking test out the
you, hey, do you know what? Do you know what this actually is? I wasn't gonna say this, but what this actually
say
is
tofu,
and it's a food that. No, it's the only food that tastes as good as it smells.
What?
It's dog food. Ever notice that dog food smells really good and it makes you want to eat it?
And then it's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's my life now. Fucking two full eggs, eight egg whites, a cup of oatmeal, fruit, blah, 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 that shit in the morning. And I eat like eight times a day now. And it's all like little small portions with my multivitamins and fish oil and, you know, performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah,
is Viagra one of those? Or no, you're Italian. Never mind. You're good. I love how Bill just smirked when I said that. So, Bill, like, you've got all this stuff going on, right? Like, what are you doing right now to relax? What's that kickback? Because so many people, like, you're a busy guy. I'm a busy guy. And I think we show, like, so much of, like, the content and the busy side of it. What do you do when Bill just wants to kick it, unwind, and relax?
You know, man, I got to be honest with you. You know, like I said before, I'm not really kicking it. You know, my schedule is, you know, I'm only a 2 to 3 hour sleeper a night. So
that's crazy.
I wake up at, you know, 3:30, 4 a.m. and I'm in the gym for 2 hours. And then after that, you know, I'd be on the beach or, you know, whatever, eat breakfast. And then I'm on the computer and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, whatever. And then after I'm done that for however many hours, I got to go to the golf course, and shoot content. And then I get back and, you know, shoot enough content, you know, before I travel, to fill in the gaps when I'm not here, you know, and it's freezing in Kentucky and I'm cutting firewood, And then
I remember when you posted that. That was funny as shit.
I'm not built for this shit anymore. You know, I moved to Florida 20 years ago from New Jersey, and you know, I haven't seen, you know, a long extended time of cold weather in years. But so you know, then after that, then you know, I get home and or you know, I get to wherever I'm at, you know, wherever home is at that point in time, and you know, I eat dinner and you know, I take a shower, and before I know it, it's 11 o'clock, and I'm in bed, but I don't sleep for 2 hours, and I'll watch Gold Rush. Like, I've been watching Gold Rush for 13 years. It's like my crack cocaine these days. I love it. I love gold. So
that just shows both of our ages. He's like, I see Mr. Powers. I love gold.
So, you know, I drink when I drink, you know, go out and blah, 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 this and that. It was really nice. I had a nice Airbnb for a week last week, and you know, I did sit on the couch and I unwinded it a lot. I was very unwound and very at peace. Did a lot of grounding out in the backyard, you know, shoes off, you know, skin touches the earth, and you know, you get re-energized by the Mother Earth. And you know, I watched the Super Bowl by myself, and didn't say a word, you know, I had a good time. I like being by myself, man.
It's really weird the older you get and just silence. How even just like my people ask me now, like, what's your ideal night? And I'm like, whiskey, cigar, by a fire in silence for hours. And it's just, unless Connor's there, I don't mind. But it's really funny when we were, when Shanda was around and she came out and we were hanging out by the fire, and it's just Connor, me and Shanda, we're just sitting out there. And Connor and I were smoking a cigar, drinking whiskey, and not saying a word. And like an hour into it, she goes, "What the fuck is going on?" And we're like, "What do you mean what's going on?" We're like, "Are you guys mad at each other?" We're like, "No, like we're hanging out." And it's like just like the thing. Connor and I can sit in silence. We also sat and watched a movie. I don't think we spoke for 2 hours of the movie. We just drank some whiskey and sat there, just poured glass. The only time I think we said a word was like, "Hey, pause it. I got to go pee." And that's like, guys can do that. That's how our relationships are. And it was just a great night. And Connor's done it multiple times at my house. Sat by a fire, smoked a cigar. We sit out there. We just drink and don't talk, say words to each other for 30 to minutes to an hour at a time.
Silence is the purest form of relaxation for me right now. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, when I get to Kentucky, I pour it on, you know, in Nulu Corridor. You know, that bar is freaking amazing. They're open till 4 a.m. And I'm whacking back, you know, tequila sodas, you know, to keep the calories down. And
whacking back.
Fuck it, dude. Drink bourbon. Don't fucking drink
tequila. I become a lunatic, you know, at certain times. And, you know, every now and again, you know, I'll make a spectacle out of myself on purpose. You know, the old Bill comes out, but you know, I just I've gotten very humble.
You said Lee wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, Lee's actually basically my former. He's my former life. Lee was me for 15 years. He's my.
I'm gonna pour some of this, by the way.
Cool. Lee is my he's my alter ego, but of latter years, he is who I was for 15 years, almost 20 years, it's good, it's fun when he comes out sometimes, and just gotta soak it all in.
So, what's the thing that you are the most excited and the most apprehensive about with your brand being launched?
Well, shit, man.
Besides me just telling you it sucks.
Yeah, well, that's never going to happen.
Which I would never do.
So, you know, like I said, you know, the better part of 25 years, you know, I'm in hospitality. I'm building bars and bar programs and designing shit. I'm doing, you know, cocktail programs, whiskey programs, anything you could possibly imagine, you know, for a very long time. And, you know, you learn more and you do it over and over and over again. You become somewhat of an expert in it, and globally published, and, you know, for cocktail recipes that you created and, or that I created. And I, you know, I guess gained some kind of, you know, I don't even like saying it because it just sounds so, not even arrogant, but, you know, overconfident. But, you know, I gained some kind of, I guess, following. I don't say cult following, but some kind of following. And, you know, people respected my palate because they started listening to what I had to say. And, you know, this is way back in Frick. You know, I just said Frick. You know, who am I? I just said it, you know,
Frick.
Fucking Frick. Frick and Frack.
Fucking,
you know,
Frick.
This is way back in the 2000s, you know, that this started. And, you know, it's, you know, the more and more you do something, you know, repetitively, and you have new products, and, you know, you learn about new stuff, and you gain some kind of knowledge. And, you know, I'm not an expert in whiskey by any means, because I'm always learning stuff, new stuff every day. But, you know, try this, you know, this is why I like this. And, you know, people start to listen to what you say. And, you know, when I first started my social media in 2014, which I wanted nothing to do with at all.
I can't wait till you're on TikTok.
It's never going to happen. And I hope TikTok gets freaking banned from the United States.
You're 100%. I in 6 months from now, you're going to see Bill doing reels on TikTok.
I can't wait till TikTok gets banned. And I loathe it. If TikTok was a person, I would literally try to break its kneecap. So anyway, I gained this kind of some sort of whatever respect that, you know, anybody thinks that they have, and whether it was delusional at one point or not, you know, which is always the case. And I play myself down all the time because I try to humble myself as much as possible. People started respecting my palate and what I had to say. And then when I started my Instagram, you know, back then, I had a total reboot in 2017, and I deleted everything on my Instagram from 2014 to 2017. And that's when, you know, the Bill Binder Show started to come out, where, you know, I did the reviews on the golf course and all that stuff. And you know, I guess my palate, not even me, but maybe my palate gained a little bit more acclaim than me personally. You know, obviously it's in the way.
It's no chance. It's all your beard.
It's obviously, you know,
it's all the beard, Bill. Come on, stop.
That needs its own social media, you know.
I do have a funny thing to say about that. Do you remember a couple years ago where I found a picture of you with like no beard, and you said, if you post that, I will fucking wreck you?
Yeah, you already did, didn't you?
I never posted.
Oh yeah, that was
I never
that
posted.
Was my that was the day I turned pro for golf, and the day I shot a fucking 85 in my first professional one day career golf or my professional one day tournament. You know, fucking here I am, and I thought I had all the moves and had all the shots, and you know, I didn't have the mental game because I was a freaking head case lunatic. But that's a different story for a different time. So anyway, so I get to the point where, you know, blah blah blah, Bill Binder Show, Binder Stash, you know, comes out, or doesn't come out, but you know, it gets filmed, and you know, we document that and post about that. So now it's to the point where I'm gaining followers, and like I said before, you know, I don't have that many followers in the grand scheme of, you know, the grand big picture of social media. But I feel like
none of us do.
Yeah,
bro.
The people that I have, the followers that I have are not bought. The likes that I have are not bought, and everything's genuine. I've never been paid by a company to promote their whiskey, whether it was good, phenomenal, or shitty. I gave honest reviews, and I think people started to respect that more. And that's when we came together, you know, my two friends and I, two closest friends down here, and I said, let's start Binder Stash Whiskey. So now, you know, I hope moving forward, and I know moving forward, that when I say, you know, I hand selected these barrels, is because I picked these. We've turned down hundreds of barrels so far since we started this, because, you know, it's, you know, at the end of the day, it's my name and, you know, my logo and my beard on the label. You know, it's my character that's being judged. And I'm sure it's going to get a lot harsher once all this stuff comes out. you know, this is shit, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Fuck the haters,
bro. You know, if you don't have...
But you know it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen.
If I don't have haters, then I'm not doing it right. And, I know that for a fact. And I'm okay with it. You know, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, if somebody was like, you know, if somebody said something bad about me, I'm like, yo, you know, this is my Italian New Jersey coming out. I'll beat the shit out of you if you disrespect me, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yo, how you doing? I'm going to fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? I'll take you out to the fucking alley. I'm going to whoop the fucking ass out of you.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And, you know, one of my closest friends, it's actually from New Jersey, who I met down here, who's another scumbag from South Jersey, who is probably one of the most well-respected people that I've ever had, you know, the pleasure to study under and work with, who became a very good friend of mine. He was always like, who the fuck do you think you are? You're like, you need to work harder. You're nobody. And, you know, him being a cocksucker like that, you know, ended up pushing me even, you know, harder to get me to where I am right now. And, you know, hey, guess what? Binder Stash, this fucking whole thing could be a total flop, but I have enough knowledge and I think I have enough respect, hopefully, you know, not only for, you know, me and how I explain things and for my palate that, you know, this is going to be nothing, but nothing can stop me, you know, all the way up, you know, all that bullshit. And plus the fact that
nothing can stop me. I'm all the way
and plus
up.
The fact that I am probably one of the most ridiculous people in the whiskey community, and our posts for Binder Stash Whiskey will be nothing but over the top from here on out.
Yeah, but I would also say you're also one of the most genuine people, right? Like, you're not... We've had this conversation before, right? Like, when someone's gotten on a live or made a comment about, like, oh, you know, Bill, and you're just like, just say hi to me. Like, I don't bite. And it's that aspect that I... really, you know, I've always appreciated about you, and I think it's why your brand's going to be very successful.
You can't fake the funk, bro. You just got to bring it. People either love it or they hate it.
I cannot wait to try your shit, by the way, bro. Like, whenever you're back, hit me up and let's we don't need to post about nothing. Let's just go drink and smoke and have a good time in silence. We'll just hang out together
in the same room. Some of the freaking
the sound of silence.
I'll bring some of the cigars that we're doing.
They're good too. Are you doing anything different than like what you've done already with Slab?
No, it's me and Slab for life. You know, the greatest part about it is that, you know, we sneak a little surprise in there and, you know, blends, and, you know, I can't really talk about that, but, you know, I do the blends and I know my fair share about cigars because I've been fucking inhaling them for God knows how long. But the cigar don, Ryan Hardenbrook, my partner, he is like the master mind freaking guy for cigars, you know, everything South American, you know, Dominican and all that stuff. So his palate for cigars is otherworldly, and he is one of my closest friends now. And the cigars that we pick, that he picks that for, you know, our releases and that we pick are, man, I got to tell you, they are otherworldly. They are phenomenal, phenomenal cigars. Binder Stash. So what Binder Stash is essentially, that's a higher end premium allocation of barrels that we're going to be doing barrel picks on. Now, there's not to say if something comes along that is very, very good that I can blend, or something is big enough that's already blended that we will put out retail for individual bottle sales, we'll absolutely do that. Like I said, sky's the limit right now. We have like 15 ideas in the pipeline right now, other than just, you know, the space in Nulu and single barrel picks for groups. But that is our main target right now. That is, you know, an experience. You know, like I said, Binder Stash Whiskey it's a fucking vibe. It's just a fucking vibe. You know, I'm going to bring my vibe to that whole aspect of barrel picking. And you know, hey, you don't want to pick a barrel and you want to go play 18 holes, you know, shit-faced with me and or Lee or whoever, you know, let's fucking do that, you know?
Yes. Yes. I would like to be the first customer.
So we have a bunch of ideas coming into the pipeline, and
I just want to request that we're the first podcast that gets to do a show from there.
Sure. Absolutely, man.
Done.
Yeah.
Perfect. Bill, tell everyone where they can find more out about Bender Stash outside of just following Bill Bender on Instagram.
So, you know, obviously Bill Bender, I, Bill Bender 3. Once you type in Bill Bender, you'll see me, my fucking grill on my picture. So it's mostly Instagram. Bender Stash Whiskey is also on Instagram. We haven't posted anything yet, but we will in the next couple months. And then the website, Bender Stash Whiskey, we just started that. It's in its rudimentary, you know, infancy phase right now, but we're going to build that out. Like I said, this is brand new, and this is probably the first time I've extensively talked about it to the public. But I will be doing notifications and making announcements on my page. We'll be doing it on Bender Stash Whiskey on Instagram, and we'll also be doing it, you know, down the road on the website right now. I got the YouTube page.
Awesome,
but I have the YouTube page, but I haven't posted anything on it in a while. I should probably start doing that too. So, you know, we'll see. Fuck it. You know, whatever happens.
Before you leave, Bill, I have one more question for you. So by the time you're 50, where do you want to be? What are some of your goals that you see are attainable until by then? Because it seems like you have a lot of moving parts, right? And it's very interesting because you're like the epitome of someone who builds their brand up, you know, on literally you are the brand. It's
until
you.
Until I die, man.
And that's an interesting concept.
Yeah, I want to affordably excel this.
Well, you're not going to die for another 50 years.
I want to excel this. I'm going to push this to an accelerated rate as much as I can. When I'm 50 years old, honestly, when I'm 50 years old, my goal is to be playing golf every fucking day and, you know, still doing barrel picks. You know, if some big conglomerate doesn't come and scoop us up for a ridiculous amount of money, and listen, you know, people are like, oh, I'm true to my brand and all that stuff. But if somebody comes up and says, hey, we'll give you $30 million or $100 million for your
bitch, bye.
Yeah. You know, people are like, oh, you know, blah, 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 this and that, you know. But guess what? You know, if that ever happens, and, you know, I'm not saying it will, and I'm not saying it won't, and I'm not saying I'll take the deal, and I'm not saying I won't. But
you 100% will, because if you don't, you're a fucking
right,
idiot.
But guess what? We're just going to start another brand.
It depends on how drunk you are and if Lee's in charge or not.
Bender Stash Whiskey, we'll start fucking Lee Ashley Stash Whiskey, you know?
If you do not have a brand that is just Lee, or an iteration that is to Lee, I am going to defriend you.
Well, it's
going to
be so my
you are no longer in my top 10 in my MySpace.
My very good friend, who is, you know, my business partner, you know, the main guy, mm-hmm. who's you know, one of my best friends down here. He's actually Cousin Dennis. And Cousin Dennis actually started first before Cousin Lee, Uncle Lee. And
it should be Cousin Dennis and Uncle Lee blend.
It's going to be. We're going to do it. We're going to do a Cousin Dennis and Uncle Lee blend, or we're going to do a single barrel pick for the both of them, and, you know, put our mugs on it. And, you know, like I said, anything can happen. And we have no walls. We have no roadblocks. We are plowing straight through this, and we're going to make this brand as accessible as we possibly can. But we're going to do it, you know, humbly, and we're going to do it with as much respect as we possibly can, without selling out. We're gonna maintain the consistency, and the whiskey is gonna be always good. We're not gonna be like, we have 1,000 barrels and they'll be mediocre. No, we'll have, you know, it's for example, we'll have 200 or 300 barrels that'll be exceptional. You know, the only word in our vocabulary is exceptional whiskey. And we'll never back down from that to make a quick buck.
I think you have a few other words in your dictionary.
Yeah, I agree. But that is the greatest way in the world to end this one, because we're going to have him on again, because one day we're going to be sitting around with a bottle talking about his delicious whiskey. Bill, thank you so much for joining us again, as always. I think this is your, what, fourth time being on the show?
Who the hell knows? I get blackout drunk every time I'm on this.
I don't know. I know. I have a feeling this is like, you know, just the start of a very long night for us. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And remember, a bourbon with friends can change the world.
That's it for this episode of Bourbon with Friends. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. While you're at it, leave us a review to make it easier for others to find the show. You can also check us out on Instagram at BWF Podcast. Thanks for listening.